NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is out with its updated outlook of 9 to 13 named storms, including 4 to 7 hurricanes. Up to 2 hurricanes could be major, with sustained winds of at least 111 miles an hour. Jerry Bell with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says the reduction was made for 3 basic reasons.
The first is that there's a much higher likelihood that El Nino will develop in time to suppress the later part of the hurricane season. Second reason is that temperatures in the tropical Atlantic have stayed much colder than average all summer. And third, just the wind and air pressure patterns all summer have been very persistent in wanting to suppress the hurricane activity.
The original prediction was for 10 to 16 named storms, 5 to 9 of them becoming hurricanes, and of those, 1 to 4 major hurricanes.
We're talking about conditions across the Caribbean Sea and tropical Atlantic Ocean over to Africa. That's the main hurricane formation region. And if conditions are just unfavorable for hurricane activity in that big region, then you have a less active season. And that's what we expect this year.
4 named storms already have developed this year, including 2 Atlantic hurricanes in July, Beryl and Chris. But Bell says their early appearances don't necessarily mean the activity will ramp up later on.
Sometimes the early season activity is an indicator, especially if you get a lot of activity down in the main development region. We're not seeing that this year, so the activity to date really is not an indicator of the rest of the season.
While NOAA is expecting less activity than was predicted in May, Bell reminds everyone that we're now in the peak of the hurricane season through October.
Nobody's saying there won't be more storms. In fact, there will be more storms and more hurricanes. Gulf Coast and Atlantic Coast residents, everybody needs to stay prepared. We all know it just takes one storm to strike to make for a very bad year in your area.
Pay attention to what's going on, and everybody should have their plans and their disaster kits in place and ready to go.
John Dosh is Escambia County's emergency director and urges residents to get those disaster kits together.
Non-perishable food items, bottled water, gallon per person per day. Certainly any important paperwork about you, yourself, and your family, your property, insurance paperwork, just important stuff that may be required if you're going to make an insurance claim.
Be sure to have at least 3 days of supplies on hand to hedge against a loss of services in a storm's aftermath. The mantra now, as it has always been, is the first 72 hours are on you.
The better prepared they are, the easier this will be. It's just going through that process, and certainly there's all kinds of materials out there on the web, either through our website or through FEMA's website, that will help you build a disaster kit. It's about having a plan and being prepared.
One concern by local emergency management is the number of people who have moved to the Gulf Coast since the last hurricane to hit the region, Dennis, in 2005. Dosh says the challenge is getting them up to speed.
We can help educate them on what the impacts are and what they can expect.
As forecasters emphasize every hurricane season, it's not the number of storms that form, but rather where they track. Exhibit A, says NOAA's Jerry Bell, is the 1992 season.
There was a 2-week period when conditions were conducive, and that's when Andrew formed and then devastated South Florida. I just reiterate that hurricane preparedness is so key. Even when we're predicting less activity, that doesn't mean no activity.
Bell also warns coastal residents that the forecast does not predict where any storms could make landfall. That's determined by short-term weather patterns. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.